Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. United now joining Alaska Airlines and saying they have found loose parts on some of their Boeing 737 MAX 9 jets after a fuselage section blew out during Alaska Airlines flight last Friday. ABC News aviation consultant John Nance wondering about quality control.
Once we know exactly what's happened here and how this door was lost, then the question is exactly what part of the inspection process failed and at what stage, whether it was the folks who made the fuselages and shipped them to Seattle, whether it was in Seattle, or whether it was something to do with Alaska Airlines maintenance.
The Iowa caucuses are less than a week away. They are getting snow in Iowa today, part of a big winter storm that stretches across most of the country. Former President Donald Trump's lawyers in court today in Washington, D.C., trying to argue that Trump should enjoy absolute immunity for his actions as president and that double jeopardy applies since he was acquitted by the Senate during impeachment. Special counsel Jack Smith's team arguing against those claims. This is ABC News. More talks in Israel today for U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken trying to figure out what will happen in Gaza after the war with Hamas is over. The latest mission to the moon in serious trouble. First, the company behind the first private moon lander said it failed to rotate toward the sun properly. Now it said it suffered a critical loss of fuel. South Korea saying no to dog meat.
The vote in the South Korean parliament unanimous. 208 in favor of the ban, zero against. The legislation makes slaughtering, breeding, and the sale of dog meat for human consumption illegal from 2027. Punishable by 2 to 3 years in prison. Recent surveys showed more than half of South Koreans wanted dog meat banned and a majority no longer eat it. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
And it's the end of an era for Tiger Woods. He now says his sponsorship deal with Nike has come to an end. He's been with Nike since turning pro in 1996. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin Republicans are introducing their bill to legalize medical marijuana today, but Assembly Speaker Robin Voss tells WISN-TV's Upfront there will be limits.
It'll probably be the most restrictive version in the entire country, but one that we guarantee that only helps people who are truly sick and doesn't lead toward any kind of recreational marijuana.
Governor Evers has said he would sign a medical marijuana bill into law. Nearly 111,000 people in Wisconsin older than 65 have Alzheimer's disease. The Alzheimer's Association is pinpointing rates of the disease in each state and county for the first time. Researchers say they hope it will help public health officials provide better care. Alzheimer's is the most common form of dementia and one of the top 10 causes of death in the U.S. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
When your family is looking to add a dog or cat to your family photo, stop by Catkins first. Catkins is a no-kill Northwoods animal shelter. They are a dedicated group of animal lovers working to improve the lives of homeless pets in the Northwoods. Check out their website, catkinsrescue.org, or call 715-762-0122 for more information on adoption, volunteering, or donating. Catkins, caring for animals in need throughout the Northwoods region.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Robert H. Semick, 78 of Phillips, passed away peacefully on December 29th with his wife Rosemary at his side. He is survived by his wife of 25 years, Rosemary, by stepdaughters Susan Lusher and Sarah Lusher, survived also by his sister-in-law, by his niece, and by his nephew. An informal tribute to be held 11 a.m. Friday, January 12th at Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Home in Phillips. Visitation beginning 1 hour prior to the tribute at the funeral home. This has been the funeral notice for Robert H. Semick, 78, Phillips. Robert Charles Hora, 83, of Prentice, passed away peacefully on January the 7th. He is survived by his wife, Beverly, by children Donna Schwobe, by Rona Hartman, and by Douglas Hora. Survived also by 5 grandchildren, along with great-grandchildren, 7 great-grandchildren, and 1 great-great-granddaughter, and by his sister, Sally Kerner. A private family ceremony will be held at a later date. Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Home is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Robert Charles Hora, 83, of Prentice. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook. For the best in community senior-assisted living, consider Lakeside Villa in Phillips, now under new ownership. This is a family-owned 20-bed assisted living and memory care facility. Residents receive the highest standard of care, home-cooked meals, participate in fun activities, gardening, in-house beauty shop, and a 24-hour staff to assist in residents' needs. Rooms are available now for immediate move-in. Call Megan at 715-209-2051 to set up a time to tour the facility. Lakeside Villa and Memory Care Assisted Living Facility, located on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
Discover the charm at Fraser's Mercantile in Catawba, Wisconsin, where history echoes through creaky antique hardwood floors and rugged steel ceilings. Stroll aisles filled with discounted groceries, a curated spirit collection, vintage penny candies, and top-notch outdoor workwear. In January, snag the Great Lakes Brewery Gimme 5 15-drink variety pack for only $8.99 while supplies last. Indulge in sweetness with 14-ounce Pixie Turtle candies, now on special for $3.99. Embrace timeless treasures and unbeatable deals at Fraser's Mercantile.
Blinds.com has taken customer service to the next level. For example, need expert design advice about designer blinds, shades, shutters, or drapes? Call or email anytime. It's free. Want to chat live with a decorator? Again, free. Need to show a design expert the actual windows you're covering using your smartphone or tablet? That's free, too. And as always, get free color samples, free shipping, and no sales tax in most states at Blinds.com, where prices crush home improvement store prices. Blinds.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
With SRN Sports, I'm Jeremy House. College football, Jim Harbaugh and number one Michigan completed a three-year climb to a national championship by beating number two Washington 34-13 last night in the college football playoff title game. Blake Corum ran for 134 yards and two fourth-quarter touchdowns for the Wolverines. The team sealed its first national title since 1997 when Corum blasted in from the one-yard line with 3 minutes and 37 seconds left. Harbaugh delivered the title so many expected when he took over a struggling program in 2015. In the NFL, it was a slow Black Monday across the league while everyone waits on Bill Belichick's future with the New England Patriots. The Washington Commanders, as expected, fired coach Ron Rivera after his fourth straight losing season. This is SRN Sports. In the NBA, the Indiana Pacers upset the league's top team in a game that went down to the wire.
The Pacers lost their best player but won the game. NBA assist leader Tyrese Halliburton went down with a hamstring injury, but Indiana rallied in the second half for a 133-131 win over Boston. Benedict Mathurin, who led the Pacers in scoring, hit a pair of free throws to win it.
I was excited. You know, it was the first time I really, you know, got the chance to... You know, to you know, it's an even game, and then you, you know, really win the game. So
Jaylen Brown led Boston, which maintains the league's best record with 40 points. Tom McCabe, Indianapolis.
Other winners included Oklahoma City, Chicago, Miami, Utah, and the L.A. Clippers. In the NHL, four games last night. Winners were Vancouver, Pittsburgh, Dallas, and Colorado. This is SRN Sports.
Badgers move up from the top 25. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers, after beating Nebraska over the weekend, moving up six spots to the number 15th ranked team in the nation. Marquette fell out of the top 10 after losing to Seton Hall. The Golden Eagles now ranked 11th. NBA, the Bucks with another loss at home, this time to the Utah Jazz, 132-116. Damian Lillard out due to personal reasons. Fans starting to boo last night at Fiserv Forum. Giannis says he can't blame him.
I think we have great fans, but like, around the league, you don't play hard, you don't give everything to the team, there's times that you might get booed. I'll boo myself. I heard the boo, and I was like, boo. I was like, in my head, I was booing myself.
Charles Barkley on TNT.
They're going to have to find a way to get better defensively. This is what Adrian Griffin's got to come in and say, hey, guys, we're scoring enough points. But does he have the personality to challenge those guys? Because when you win games, you don't address things. They're awful defensively.
That's Charles Barkley with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
All right, and some local sports notes from yesterday. In boys basketball action, you heard it right here. We'll archive it for you later. Owen Withy, down in Withy, or Owen. They beat Phillips 63-42 in non-conference boys action last night. The Bayfield boys, they top Mellon 77-64. It was Washburn winning over Butternut 72-30, also in boys action. On the girls' side, Shawamigan was a winner over Washburn 44-29. That was in girls' non-conference action last night. The Shawamigan girls getting a victory, and the Phillips girls at home took care of Lady Smith 79-37. Coach's show this morning will feature head coach of the Butternut Boys, Will Smoody. He'll join us live at 9 o'clock to talk about the Butternut Boys program coming up a little bit later on this morning. A busy day of hoops around the Northwoods. We're going to have Prentice and Phillips, Riblake and Phillips boys tonight from the logger camp, and we'll have that for you with Jeff Hakenen. Tap time slated for 7:15 on that contest tonight. The Shawamigan boys, meanwhile, they'll be traveling down to Abbotsford for a Marrowood Conference tilt coming up tonight. In other action around the area, the Butternut girls, they'll be in action as they travel to Bayfield, and the Phillips girls have off tonight after their win over Ladysmith last night. And the Shawamigan girls, after their win last night in a game that was rescheduled from earlier in the year, they'll be next in action coming up on Thursday. Team Seal had their game postponed from last night. We will have coverage of Team Seal hockey later in the week on Saturday, as they have a home contest coming up on Saturday. Meanwhile, the Lakeland T-Birds, JV 2 and JV and varsity boys teams, they will play host to Hayward tonight at over in Minocqua at the Lakeland Union High School. Boys hockey, Barron will be at the Lakeland Ice Arena tonight. Girls JV basketball, the Phillips JV girls team will be playing at Lakeland Union High School. And the boys JV 3 team of Lakeland will travel to take on Phelps. Again, coming up tonight right here, Riblake at Phillips boys hoops. And that's a check of your 98Q Sports. Want to give you a quick weather update, because we're having problems with our weatherology forecast feed coming through. And we're seeing some light snow in the forecast through the day today, maybe an inch or two of accumulation. High temp should top out at near 30 degrees. Those winds will be out of the northeast today at about 10 to 20. So a little bit breezy blowing around that light snow today. Tomorrow's high 26 with some low clouds. Diminishing chance of snow as we get later tonight into tomorrow. But then we could see a snow shower as we get into Thursday. Cooler temps as we get into the weekend. Temperatures, by the time Sunday rolls around, temperatures probably will not get out of the single digits for the high temperatures. So cooler weather on the way. The brunt of the snow is falling in southern Wisconsin. A lot of school closings in the southern third of the state due to some expected snow, which is supposed to fall through the day today and into tomorrow. We're waking up right now to 27, 27 degrees here in Park Falls.
I'm on a journey. I'm on a weight loss journey. I almost weighed 600 pounds. I got up to 598. I know, I could have been on that show and I blew it, right? A little bit of a quitter. So I've lost over 250, which is... It means I'm on a journey. They keep saying journey, that you're on a weight loss journey. They've totally ruined the word journey for me now. Like, is it a journey if you can't pack a lunch and take snacks? Is that... Is it a journey? I'm just a small town girl living in a lonely world without carbs.
Prepare for the most effective new exercise device ever.
The headband.
You won't believe how simple the headband is with its daily three-step program.
The headband.
First, strap the headband on your big fat melon. Second, run 30 to 40 miles. And third, eat less than 500 calories.
The headband really worked. I could feel the burn. The moment after I put it on, ran 32 miles and only ate a medium-sized grapefruit.
It's that easy.
The headband.
It's all you need, as long as you include the running and starving.
So hungry. Must keep running.
Introducing...
Hi, folks, this is Keith Evans.
You know, I just... I don't know, it just makes me feel good. It's all you, Lola, baby. You're the only girl in love. It's my station.
It's my station.
98Q Country.
Mama, how you been? Girl, it's been too long. Saw your sister at the Circle K. Her baby number two was on the way. Hadn't seen her since her wedding day with you on my arm. It's good to hear from you again. Girl, what a coincidence. I was just thinking about that weekend out on Cumberland Lake. And that one time in Baton Rouge when we made out in the rain. Where we were chasing falling stars on a hill at your daddy's farm. Don't be sorry for calling me up right out of the blue. I was just thinking about about you.
Online at 98qcountry.com.
Hey.
quick stop, midnight tea top, Jack in her cherry coke tent. Mama and daddy put the roots right here, cause this is where the car broke down. Yellow dog school bus, kicking up red dust, picking us up by barbed wire fence. MTV on the RCA, no AC in the vents. We were Jesus, Sammy, blue jean baby, born in the USA. Trailer park, truck stop, faded little map dots, New York to L.A. We were teenage dreaming, front seat leaning, baby, come give me a kiss. Put me on the cover of the Rolling Stone, uptown, down home, American kids. Growing up in little pink houses, making out on living room couches, blowing that smoke on Saturday night. A little messed up. Parking lot, trying not to get caught, take her home and give her your jacket, making it to second base but saying you went all the way Monday afternoon at practice. Sister's got a boyfriend, daddy doesn't lie, now he's sitting out back 30-30 in his lap in the blue bug zapper light. We were Jesus, Sammy, blue jean baby, born in the USA.
Q-Country.com.
Stops at the fence.
Mountains, they do things a little different. They do it pretty well there, too. We've got temperatures in that 27 range. We're going to see some light snow today, heavier snow as you go south. If you're on your way south through Stevens Point and down to, you know, the Dells in that area, you're going to run into some heavier snow today, tonight, and into tomorrow. Some of those areas are talking 8 to 10 inches. Not sure if that has changed since the early morning forecast, but there's already schools down there that they closed late last night anticipating some of that snow. Us, not so much. There's that weather system that's moving left to right, west to east across the coast, and it's on its way out to New England, so we get to hear them whine about this storm. love it. Love it when a storm hits New York City. There's so much whining. So it goes left to right, and it just kind of is scathing the southern part of Wisconsin, but it's not far enough north where we're going to get dumped. And it's not looking like we're going to get anything near of what's going on down in southern Wisconsin and south of there. So that's just what it is, what it is. Want to send a big shout-out this morning to Doug Johnson, former Park Falls guy, Cardinal. He's fixing my weather for me this morning. He's a radio guy, and he's fixing my weather. So a shout-out to Doug Johnson, old Cardinal guy. Well, not old, but you know, overall older. We've got high school sports tonight, Rib Lake at Phillips. This will be a good one. Boys basketball, they're jostling for that Merrillwood North Conference title. And this will be a big one tonight. Rib Lake and Phillips boys, we'll have it for you right here on 98Q Country. We got a good one on Friday. I was taking a look at our schedule here. We got a doubleheader Friday. Prentice and Phillips girls and boys on Friday from the Logger Camp. That'll be good. And we'll have a doubleheader for you Friday right here. Boy, the Bucks are kind of stinking it up. They were down by what? I saw they were down by like 31 points at halftime. They tried to come back. And I think Damian wasn't playing, right? Did I see that box score right? But the Bucks are limping a little bit here. They'll be all right as long as they're healthy. Going into the playoffs, which still a ways away, not even halfway through the season, they'll be fine. Yesterday was Black Monday in the NFL, where coaches get fired. There were some firings, but a little bit of a tap of the brakes for a lot of teams that are thinking about changing their coaching staff because they're not sure if Bill Belichick's going to be available. All sources indicate that Bill Belichick will not be the coach of the New England Patriots next year. But the question is does he want to continue to coach somewhere? And if he does, some of these teams that are looking for a coach are saying, well, let's just hold off here a second to see maybe that we could turn it over to this Hall of Fame legendary coach. So some of the teams tapping the brakes a little bit on the coaching stuff. Of course, Norris Division people, the Bears are not going to be changing anything. They finished the season pretty strong. The Vikings went through like 17 quarterbacks. So their season was tainted. So their Vikings aren't going to be changing any coaches unless people leave for other jobs. The Packers, obviously, they're good. And the Lions, Man Campbell, their crew, they're good. So very little talk of coaching changes within the NFC Norris division. And again, there's talk that the Vikings defensive coordinator, you know, might be up for a different. I don't think he's going to go head coaching somewhere. I think he's going to stay with the purple. That's about the only one. And of course, Joe Barry. If the Packers, everybody was saying such nice things about the Packer defense last week. It's so great. But if the Packers go down to Dallas and the Cowboys put up a 50 spot, Joe Barry's out, right? He may be out anyway. From the way people were talking during the regular season, there wasn't much chatter last week when they only gave up 9 points. I know it was the Bears, but the Bears were playing pretty good up in the games preceding that. So Joe Barry was fine last week, but I don't know. All indications are that his job is in jeopardy. And again, a big number by Dallas, which Dallas is 8-0 at home. They play really good at home. This is going to be hard. The Packers are going to need two things to happen in this game to have any chance at all. They're going to need two things to happen. Number one, they have to be plus on the turnover battle. They have to be plus. And I don't think they can be even, or I don't think they can be negative. They have to be plus on the turnover battle. if they're going to win this game. And it also, this may sound kind of dumb, but if they win, if they have any chance of winning this game, their kicker is going to have to be perfect and maybe hit a couple from 50 plus. You know, 50, 55-yard field goal, it's inside. So if you have any chance, right there, because the defense obviously has to do a little something. You know, under 30. If you can hold Dallas under 30 at home, hit a couple long field goals, be at least plus one on the turnover battle, then you got a chance. Any of those things don't happen, I think it's done. You can't lose a turnover battle against a really good team on their home field. And the Packers have taken pretty good care of the ball. And boy, Aaron Jones is healthy. I don't think Aaron Jones is ever going to make it through an entire season anymore. The way he runs, he's just a violent runner. But he's healthy right now. Well, as healthy as you can be after 17 weeks of banging your head against a brick wall like when NFL players do. But he is, he's moving and he's pretty healthy. He's good, man. He is explosive and just a violent runner. So he could be a difference. Packers are a different team when he's back there. They have to respect Aaron Jones. We'll have it for you Sunday, 1 o'clock, the pre, 3:25, the kick. Mike Clemens, our guy who's there in the locker room every day, he'll join us Friday morning at 9 to chat about it. Let's get our twice-an-hour news and sports now at 7:34.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Creston. United now joining Alaska Airlines and saying they have found loose parts on some of their Boeing 737 MAX 9 jets after a fuselage section blew out during Alaska Airlines flight last Friday. ABC News aviation consultant John Nance wondering about quality control.
Once we know exactly what's happened here and how this door was lost, then the question is exactly what part of the inspection process failed at and at what stage, whether it was the folks who made the fuselages and shipped them to Seattle, whether it was in Seattle, or whether it was something to do with Alaska Airlines maintenance.
The Iowa caucuses are less than a week away. They are getting snow in Iowa today, part of a big winter storm that stretches across most of the country. Former President Donald Trump's lawyers in court today in Washington, D.C., trying to argue that Trump should enjoy absolute immunity for his actions as president and that double jeopardy applies since he was acquitted by the Senate during impeachment. Special counsel Jack Smith's team arguing against those claims. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Much of Wisconsin will be under a winter storm watch tomorrow. The heaviest snow is expected in the south and east from the Illinois border up to Door County. Places like Milwaukee and Madison might get as much as 11 inches of snow. Green Bay could get a foot. Forecasters say it'll be windy, too. The need for blood donations never dips, even though donations typically go down this time of year.
Usually due to holiday seasons and the start of the new year and winter weather, it makes for a challenging time to collect.
The Red Cross's Diane Wright says that's why January is National Blood Donor Month. One blood donor helps two people who may have cancer, been in an accident, or needs emergency surgery. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Every Wednesday, American Legion Post 182 is hosting their 52-card Progressive 50-50 raffle, where you can get six tickets for $5. Doors open at 6:30 with the drawing at 7:30, and the American Legion will donate part of their proceeds to local organizations. Again, that's every Wednesday with the doors opening at 6:30 and the drawing at 7:30.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Packer players sent to the hospital. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Packers wide receiver Romeo Doubs had to be sent to a nearby hospital after taking a hit against the Bears Sunday night that left him coughing up blood on the sidelines. Matt LaFleur with an update on Doubs, listed with a chest injury.
This morning, it seems to be he's doing better, but he'll be day-to-day, I would say.
Did you go to the hospital to get checked out?
Yes, he did.
Is he out now? Do you know?
Oh, yeah.
The Packers play the Cowboys Sunday in Dallas. College football. The Michigan Wolverines are national champions. They beat Washington last night 34-13. It's the first national title for Michigan since 1997 when one of their players, Charles Woodson, won the Heisman Trophy. NBA. The Bucks with another loss at home, 132-116. The Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin on how the Jazz kept finding open shots.
You know, they were just shooting behind our switches, you know, and that's
something we stress, you know, being physical, pushing up, switch under. You know, we dug ourselves in a hole, but we kept fighting.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
And locally last night, Owen Withy, they hosted Phillips last night, non-conference. Owen Withy got the win over Phillips, 63-42. It was Bayfield top of the Mellon boys, 77-64. And the Washburn boys top Butternut, 72-30. The Shawamigan girls get a win last night, non-conference, beating Washburn, 44-29. And the Phillips girls winning last night over Ladysmith, 79-37. Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need, from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Every day low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP. Next to McDonald's.
Denise has been playing jazz for 40 years. Last concert, one of the musicians fell sick with RSV. Respiratory syncytial virus, or RSV, is a highly contagious virus that can lead to breathing problems. This time, she's choosing to help protect herself with Pfizer's RSV vaccine, Abrysvo. Abrysvo is a vaccine for the prevention of lower respiratory tract disease caused by respiratory syncytial virus, RSV, in adults 60 years of age and older. Abrysvo is not for everyone and may not protect all who receive the vaccine. Don't get Abrysvo if you've had a severe allergic reaction to its ingredients. People with a weakened immune system may have a decreased response to Abrysvo. The most common side effects are tiredness, headache, pain at the injection site, and muscle pain. Ask your pharmacist or doctor about Pfizer's RSV vaccine, Abrysvo, respiratory syncytial virus vaccine. For full prescribing information, please call 1-844-989-7284 or visit Abrysvo.com. Brought to you by Pfizer.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Chance of snow today. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Daytime highs approaching 31. Winds out of the northeast, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for snow tonight. Lows level off around 23. Cloudy skies expected. Slight chance for snow tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 27. Cloudy skies expected. Slight chance for snow Thursday and Friday, 26. Thursday, 20. Friday. Take a look at the extended forecast. 15. Saturday, 7 above. Sunday, and 1 above on Monday. 1 to 2 inches of snow today through Thursday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Currently, it's 27 degrees.
There's a whole lot more brand new country. I'm a lost cause. Baby, don't waste your time on me. I
don't have the only woman who believed in me religiously.
Always first with new music.
98 Q Country.
I can tell by the way that you're stirring the drink. Oh, we're already playing. You had to go about an hour ago. Baby, you're such a beautiful liar. It feels like a movie I've already seen. So right now I'm begging you, please, why don't you say?
Yeah.
trouble, baby.
98Q Country. Online at 98QCountry.com.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring. Bound by wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
For you on a Tuesday edition here at 98Q Country. Hope you are well. Well, if you want to participate, they are having a public meeting tomorrow at the Park Falls Public Library at 5 o'clock. They will take questions and they will provide answers regarding the City of Park Falls water bills. That'll be Wednesday, 5 o'clock. And the committee of the whole meeting, which was scheduled for last night, but due to some illnesses, they rescheduled it for Thursday. So the regular monthly meeting is Thursday at 5. But if you want to talk about the water bill stuff and get informed, that's at the library, 5 o'clock on Wednesday. By the way, there are no primary elections for Price County on the February 20th primary. Got a note from Price County yesterday. They will get ready for the April 2nd spring election and the presidential preference vote. Is what they call it now, primary preference vote, I guess. They'll do that on April the 2nd. Hope you're feeling good. The bug is going around. It's a little bit of, cold. You don't know what it is now. It used to be, you got a cold or a flu. That's what you would say. Now you have the list. All right, check one of these. Cold, flu, SARS, COVID-19, COVID-24, COVID-22, COVID. Well, I just like to tell you I don't feel good. That's not good enough. Let's test you. So I hope you're doing okay. It's kind of one of those bugs that seems to hit people for a few days and then linger for a while. Functionable, but just kind of lingers. That seems to be what I've heard from a lot of people. The annual wrestling breakfast is this Sunday. This Sunday, the Phillips annual Goebbels South Fork Bar and Grill wrestling breakfast Sunday morning from 8 to noon out at Goebbels in Lugerville, South Fork. $10 a plate, 5 and under. You're mooching. Oh, you 5 and unders. You're free. 5 and under free. $10 a plate. You're going to get pancakes, French toast, sausage, hash browns, scrambled eggs, homemade cinnamon rolls. There'll be raffles and fun out there at Goebbels on Sunday. Packers kick at 3:25, by the way, Sunday. That will be on regular TV. They rotated the games this year, and for the first time ever, there's a playoff game that's on pay-per-view. It's on Peacock, and if you don't subscribe to Peacock, which I think is about $15 a month, the Chiefs game Saturday night won't be on. So they're just testing. They're seeing how dedicated the Swifties are to following Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce and the Chiefs on Saturday night. This is the NFL just flexing their muscles, saying, let's see. Let's see how much they'll pay to see Taylor Swift in a Kansas City at a Kansas City Chiefs game. So the rest of them are on the free TV, NBC, CBS, Fox. I guess ESPN technically isn't free because you got to have cable or something to get it. That's the Monday night game. But some good ones. The Packers again Sunday. That'll be a 3:25 kick. We got it for you here, of course.
Jackson Hewitt has a plan to get your tax refund fast with a buck buck here, buck buck there, buck there, buck everywhere, buck buck.
You don't have to wait weeks for your tax refund. Get money sooner with a no-fee refund advance loan at Jackson Hewitt.
On this loan, there's a money today guarantee. E-I-E-I-D-O.
Don't settle for chicken feed. Get fast bucks at Jackson Hewitt today. No-fee refund advance loans by Republic Bank offered to eligible clients. Money today guarantee if approved for a loan on a prepaid card. Details at JacksonHewitt.com.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be a sign that your digestive system isn't working at its best? Taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil fiber powders help promote your daily digestive health using a plant-based fiber called psyllium. The gelling action of this special fiber traps and removes waste so you can feel lighter and more energetic. Metamucil, promoting digestive health for a better you. Learn more at Metamucil.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Winter would be pretty bleak without my friends at Fleet Farm. They're my one-stop shop for everything ice fishing. My boots, bibs, augers, scoopers, rods, reels. I mean, Fleet Farm's got all the best ice fishing gear. Hook, line, and sinker. And duct tape, too, if you need it. You'll always need it. Take it from me, John Gillespie. Fleet Farm's got everything you need to gear up for a great year on the ice.
My rod smells just right, just right, just right, just right.
I gotta try that for police car.
Just right, just right, just right, yeah. La 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 la. With up for 40 days of consistent sin. All low for police car clips right on your vent. Yep. You know my car's my happy place. Keep a smile on my face. When it smells just right, just right, just right. Yeah. Breathe happy for breeze.
Did you hear? The Green Bay Packers are going to the playoffs. You helped cheer the green and gold into the postseason, and you can continue to catch every play and score throughout it right here on 98Q Country, WCQM, 98.3 FM, 980 AM in Park Falls. What a team! Your local station and the Packers in the playoffs starting here next weekend. This is your hometown radio, Refresh.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. Chance of snow today. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Daytime highs approaching 31. Winds out of the northeast, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for snow tonight. Lows level off around 23. Cloudy skies expected. Slight chance for snow tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 27. Cloudy skies expected. Slight chance for snow Thursday and Friday, 26. Thursday, 20. Friday. Take a look at the extended forecast. 15. Saturday, 7 above. Sunday and 1 above on Monday. 1 to 2 inches of snow today through Thursday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley. And that's your forecast on 98Q Country. Currently, it's 27 degrees.
Now scanning the country music.
Bury me in Georgia.
I'll die young.
I'm a lost cause.
Your next auditory experience has been selected.
98Q Country.
Don't let anyone tell.
A good morning, I kiss a good night. We keep it on the up, that's how we get down. So don't be coming around unless she got them good vibes. I'm living this good life. I'm breathing on God's time. And I ain't gonna waste one breath. I'm soaking it all up. I got me a full cup. And there ain't nothing gonna spill it. Nothing gonna kill it. Waving them words goodbye. I'm feeling them good vibes. I'm breathing on God's time.
Jackson's feeling the good vibes. A little light snow out there this morning. We are going to talk Butternut Boys basketball with Coach Will Smooty. Coach's show, 9:05 this morning right here at EQ.
You know the color of my coffee. Too many t-shirts in my closet that you bought me. At this point, I can't unlearn the things you taught me about myself.
You pick the music when I'm driving. Your mom always takes my side when you fight me. And these days my dog likes you more than he likes me. You can just tell. So what am I supposed to unlisten? Every song written, take you.